There you go.
Full time whistle goes. And it's all over here at Finn Park in Balbuffet. Ryan Connolly showing a yellow card right at the death. And that was for that challenge on Seymour at the end. But he won't be complaining. Harps have claimed all 3 points, and it's all thanks to that goal on 56 minutes from Cardo Sullivan. A hard working display from Harps, but credit where credit's due. Declan, their second half performance on that, you would suggest they deserve the win.
Yeah, the second half was a lot better than the first half. Both teams seemed to cancel each other out in the first half. The second half, after scoring the goal, they pretty much, I think, controlled the majority of the game. Sat a wee bit deeper and invited a bit of pressure on from Sligo Rovers. But the Sligo Rovers didn't create one chance the whole game. They had set plays and opportunities to put them under pressure, but Harps dealt with everything that the Sligo threw at them. And listen, it wasn't a classic, but it's 3 big points. And it's a great start.
O'Sullivan's goal came after a well-worked corner kick, Declan, straight off the training ground, really. Mark Coyle eventually whipping a brilliant ball, and Webster with the header back across goal, and an almighty scramble, and O'Sullivan got the last touch just to force it over the line.
Yeah, it was. Listen, it's well worked. We know that Ollie works hard on his set plays, and it was definitely from the training ground, and it worked perfectly. Well executed, well delivered, good ball in the back post, great header across, and Carlos Sullivan reacted the quickest and just put it into an empty net, but under a lot of pressure from two Sligo Rovers players. But listen, it's, you know, we know it's early. It wasn't a classic, it was a scrappy game. The pitch was heavy. Both teams are just finding a lot of new players in. A lot of negatives coming into the game in regards. Sometimes it's difficult to throw players into a team, but it worked. It's 3 big points, and it gets everybody up and running. Considering last year we went a long, long time before we won any points, so it's a great start.
Next up for Harps, it's another Northwest Derby next Friday night against Derry City. We'll be bringing you live match coverage from the Brandywell on that one as well, and we're already looking forward to that. So it's a winning start for Ollie Horgan's new look Finn Harps side, a winning start to the 2020 season. That's the perfect way to kick off the new campaign. From myself, Jeremy Doherty, and from Declan Boyle here at Finn Park in Balbuffet, it's been great, a great win for Harps tonight. Thanks to you for listening, and we'll go back to the studio on a final scoreline of Finn Harps 1, Sligo Rovers 0.